As you know, Perry Mason has exerted every effort to locate Suzanne Barclay, not only because her life is in danger, but also because the girl can give Mason vital information. And it's more than a search. It's a grim race with death. Because Gus Jansen is also trying to find Suzanne. And should Gus find her first, Suzanne will never talk again. The trail has led from the city to the town of Smithville, and from the Smithville bus terminal to the office of Dr. Kenneth Rowe, where Perry Mason just made a shocking discovery.
You open the windows while I turn off these gas jets. Della, open the windows. What about the nurse, doctor?
Got to get her out of here. I'll help you.
Well, wait now. I can carry it. Della, get out of this room.
Bring her to the examination room, Mr. Mason.
Very well. Close the door, Della. This room is full of gas.
I didn't hear, Mr. Mason. Put her on the table there.
Perry.
Get a blanket, Miss Street, in the cupboard there.
How is she, Doctor?
She breathes a lot of that illuminating gas. Her pulse is strong.
Uh-huh.
Here's the blanket.
All right, put it around her. You help me, Mr. Mason. Move the oxygen cylinder close to her.
Right, Doctor. There you are.
Now, take the pillow from under her head.
All right.
Phone the ambulance while I adjust the oxygen mask.
Yes. Number?
It's 47441.
47441.
Tell them that it's exposure to illuminating gas.
Very well. Hello? Would you send an ambulance to the office of Dr. Kenneth Rowe? It's an emergency.
I've got a collar and uniform belt.
It's exposure to illuminating gas. How is she?
Well, she wasn't in that room very long, but it doesn't take long.
Well, do you have anything else to do now?
Not till the ambulance comes.
I see. Doctor, the man responsible for this is named Gus, as I told you. Now, Gus knew that Suzanne Barclay came to you for treatment. So Gus came here for information. He got what he wanted.
From Mrs. Barrow?
Yes.
Oh, no, he didn't. I've known Mrs. Barrow all my life. She wouldn't tell anyone one thing without my say-so.
But the fact also remains he got what he wanted. He took it by force.
Well, maybe, but he couldn't force Hilda to tell him a thing. I know this woman.
Dr. Gus is smooth. He's believable.
No, sir, we're going in circles, Mr. Mason.
All right, then, let's hit a straight line. Even if he couldn't force her to tell him anything, he could make her give him something.
All right, what?
Records?
Harry.
Well, now you've got something, but I don't see... What date was the girl in here?
October 29th.
Her name, Barclay.
Oh, she didn't use her real name.
Well, that doesn't matter. My files are cross-indexed by date and name. I'll look in just a minute. Now, I've got to check Mrs. Barrow's heart. Hand me that stethoscope.
Oh, yes.
Let me check the files, Dr. Rowe.
All right, we use a simple system. The names and dates are...
Don't bother explaining, Doctor. Miss Street is an expert.
Just a minute here. Huh.
Oh. How is she?
I don't like the sound of her heart.
Oh?
Harry, there aren't any records for the 29th.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, sir. Records for the 26th and 30th, but no records of any patients on the 29th.
29th. That was on a Thursday. Was your office open then, Doctor?
Oh, yes, Mr. Mason. I had at least one patient that day. I seem to remember the young lady.
Uh-huh. Well, her age is 19. She's pretty, well-mannered. She had a cut on her right hand.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember now. I had to take stitches.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you filled in a card for her?
Well, I always make a record, always.
Gus took them. There must have been information on one of the cards.
Doctor, tell me, what information do you fill in? All pertinent medical details, of course.
Oh, yes?
Her address, Doctor. Would you list her address?
Oh, yes.
Well, she wouldn't give her address, Stella.
Wait just a minute, Mr. Mason.
Yes, Doctor.
Just a minute here while I think. See, now, there's a right hand.
Right.
I had to take a number of stitches in it. Oh, it's coming back to me now. Yes. By right, she ought to have seen a doctor before she came to me. There was danger of infection.
Mm-hmm.
I prescribed an antibiotic.
Aha. Maybe we have something here. You prescribed medicine. Now, did you give her a prescription or did...
No, let me think. Rooming house.
What?
There was something about a rooming house. This is it, Mason. I remember the girl was exhausted, said she was going to a rooming house. Now, she asked me to phone in the prescription and have it delivered. She didn't have an address.
Mm-hmm.
But to save time, I phoned the pharmacist, I remember. And now, she was going to notify them of her address as soon as she got a room. Now, is that any help to you?
Yes, it's a tremendous possibility. You remember what drugstore you called?
I rotate them. There's 6 pharmacies in town. I call a different one each day for patients who don't have a preference.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was Thursday.
That's the day I call Badgers.
Badgers. Would that notation be on her record card?
Oh, yes. My records are complete.
Doctor, would you phone that drugstore immediately? Gus is probably there right now. Tell them to give him no information.
All right. If Miss Street will get them for me. Miss Street, will you call 2-2-2-4-1?
Oh, yes, right away, Doctor.
Adela, while you phone the drugstore, I'm going to find another phone and call the police.
All right, Chief.
Gus is probably in that drugstore right now, Doctor. And now is our chance to nail him. Well, an instant's delay at this time could be crucial for Perry Mason's right. At this very moment, August Jansen enters Badger's, speaks to the clerk behind the drug counter.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, if you please. I'm faced with a problem. I'm trying to locate my younger sister, and you can help me.
Glad to do what I can, mister, but I don't see how
Let me explain. My sister underwent medical treatment from Dr. Kenneth Rowe last October 29th. Dr. Rowe prescribed medicine for her.
Yes, sir?
I don't know my sister's address. However, the medicine ordered from your drugstore was delivered to her. You have a list of deliveries?
Well,
then, would you mind looking up October 29th? She used the name Sarah Burke.
Used the name, you say?
My sister is running away. The poor child is frightened.
That's too bad.
Thank you. Would you check the files now? Tell me where you delivered medicine to Sarah Burke on the 29th.
Well, I could do that, of course.
It shouldn't take you long.
Well, no, sir, but
it's important. Time is vitally important.
Well, it isn't that, sir, but you see, I can't give out any information without Dr. Rose, okay?
Hmm? Oh, well, I should have given you this first. I just left Dr. Rose's office. He gave me this card. There, you see? Sarah Burke, this medicine to be delivered.
Oh, well, I guess if Doc Rowe turned that over to you, it's okay. Let's see. October 29th. Now, that's in this drawer here. You're lucky it wasn't a year ago, or I'd have to go up to the attic.
Yes, it is fortunate, isn't it?
Burke. Here we are. Sarah Burke. Well, I found it right off.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Hello?
Eddie?
Yes, sir.
This is Dr. Rowe.
Oh, yes, Doc. Say.
Be quiet and listen. Don't mention my name. Is there a man in the store wearing dark glasses, black mustache?
Well, yes, sir. I'm talking to
him. Quiet, Eddie. Just do what I tell you. The man's a crook.
Huh?
He tried to kill Mrs. Barrow. He stole a record card from my office. The police are on the way.
Yes, sir. Well, wait a minute. You're sure they're coming?
Yes, Eddie. They're on their way. Now, just stall the fella until the police get there. And, Eddie, don't let on.
Yes, sir.
Use your head, man. All you have to do is to stall him a moment.
Yes, sir. Doc! Now, let's see. So, where were we? Is something the matter?
That was an important call.
Just mere routine, nothing, just routine.
Give me that prescription.
Prescription?
One in your hand, give it to me.
There was a mistake. I was mistaken.
There'll be no mistake if I pull this trigger. So pass it over. Pass it over! I thought that was the police, huh? I get it. Where's the back way out? Tell me!
Pass the counter and I... Stop that man! Stop him! Stop me! Murderers! Stop!
Well, a moment's time can make a difference. What do you think happened in that instant when the police arrived and Gus Jansen started out the back way? We'll learn on Monday, so by all means join us, won't you?